May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for December 4th, 2021. This is my last show before Christmas, so I thought I'd share a Cosmic Love perspective on the second coming of Christ-like consciousness in the family of mankind. So I'll be discussing a unique compilation of videos, articles, and infographics that I've published in three compendiums, which I've linked in the show notes below. Global netizens of Earth, you know, online citizens, are now witnessing the dynamics of Aquarian spirit that is nurturing a collective upgrade of cosmic consciousness, you might say, for planetary civilization. This upgrade is also known as the 5D Great Awakening, which is in fact the second coming of Christ-like mass consciousness. There are now many conscious evolution revolution revelations that are rapidly morphing the matrix of our instant, everywhere, and interactive social networks. So a new common sense with effective sensory perception as a high state of personal and planetary sovereignty is rapidly maturing with an all-connected unity and diversity that is our divine destiny. You know, Merry Christmas, everybody. But first, a cosmic weather report. Early this morning, we had a new moon solar eclipse in Sagittarius with some very strong quantum field portents for collective consciousness of a more enlightened nature regarding the big lie and the whole truth that is now going mainstream in free independent media worldwide. This is huge, folks. We're at a turning point. There is a critical mass of humanity that's now seeing through the grand illusion of the COVID psyop scamdemic, sometimes called a plandemic, and there's a critical mass who are now resisting the totalitarian global takeover by power elite giants who are ethical infants. So we live in a time when we live on a planet where there is currently mass murder by high priests of medicine with their vaccine sacrament for salvation by injection. It'd be funny if it wasn't so tragic. I mean, babies, children, teens, and adults and seniors are dying on a mass scale, which is being disclosed in free independent media all over the planet. It's starting to reach critical mass where people are realizing what's going on. But the truth is censored by mainstream media, and there's kind of a mass psychosis or mass insanity that is set in with people going along with this kind of mass illusion and delusion while experiencing the full range of tribulations, to say the least. These tribulations may have been prophesied for this time, but the current global revolution in collective consciousness could be much different than you may have thought, and yet far better than you ever hoped for. So think of it this way. Sagittarius is the archer, the sign of the archer, with the message that we get what we aim for in the larger scheme of conscious evolution. So it's essential that we aim well with pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. Well, that's my rapper mantra there. Pure intention focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. So today I'm doing a review of this last month with these three compendiums. And the first one is regarding the solar eclipse today. And it's pretty intense with this new moon Sagittarius, this solar eclipse. So I'm going to save that to last. Anyway, this is when I say it's pretty intense, so there's a lot of information about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s new book that just came out, and him saying, quote-unquote, that this is the final battle. We need to win this one. I have three videos regarding that right up front, that issue. But we need to keep in mind the big picture. And like I say, I'm not going to go into this until later in the show. I'm going to do the other two compendiums first. They're more upbeat, more positive, less depressing, you might say. I mean, they're more positive. So, but keep in mind that what's going on globally right now, just like think of it this way. The secret space program, that is being kept secret because free energy technology would disrupt the status quo monopoly on fossil fuels. Just as quantum healing technology, would disrupt the same corporate monopoly on drug-centric healthcare, which has become pharmaceutical. And since the big oil and big pharma monopolies feel threatened, they are pushing an agenda to monopolize every aspect of our lives. Now, they will fail, but they are now doubling down to control everything with their vaccine passport as a Trojan horse for a social credit system of control. Been writing about that and speaking about that in my show for the last 2 years, basically. The good news is what I'll go into first with the other two compendiums. So the first one is regarding global telecare to the rescue. Global telecare to the rescue. A pessimist sees the problem with every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity with every problem. And I prefer the opportunity as an optimist, so I'll discuss the global healing opportunity with the healthcare crisis first. Then I'll go into my Thanksgiving, a Christmas spirit that matters presentation before I wrap it up with the more intense stuff. So we're going to go to the global telecare to the rescue. It's time to recognize the opportunity with the self-evident that the self-evident crisis creates. I mean, there is a global healthcare crisis. The U.S. public healthcare system is worse than broken. It's pathological. Harm is being done in the name of health security while we're losing both our health and our security. Gross defects in the system now obscure former gains. In response to those defects and to reclaim healthy gains, global telecare represents a whole system solution for rapid global holistic healing. Conceive it and believe it to achieve it, IT, inner tech. Some people refer to IT as internet technology, or IT as, Intel and technology, but I'm referring to inner tech, inner sense. High-touch hardware is something I have a link on that hardware for those who are new to the term, and that's on my website with this first article and the telecare rescue. There's links I provide where you can go into the meaning of when I say high touch. We all know of high tech, but inner tech is high touch, and hardware is the next, you might say, the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware is hardware for mediating high tech with high touch wisdom of the crowd. High touch, individualized, personalized, customized wisdom of the crowd. And what that refers to, I provide links on that at the Global Telecare article, which you can go into. I have an infographic on that, universal self-care at the heart of global holistic healthcare, and how this is a breakthrough next phase of the computer internet revolution that represents an Aquarian model for global holistic healing. And it goes into a health results database, what's working best for biological individuality, personal health metrics, your current symptom profiles, your metabolic type, going through a gateway on a website and getting information that's highly personalized, individualized, customized to your health situation, that you access the information and you have well-informed choice then for making decisions on your own or with the assistance of consultants that are available like a Yellow Pages, a medical, you know, a healthcare Yellow Pages of doctors and health services, products and services that you can then have access to. Comparing the results of all natural health remedies for your condition, as an alternative, and as compares to, you might say, unnatural petrochemical drugs. So, in some cases, for some things, drugs work better. Other cases, I would say, in most cases, natural healing alternatives, that which prevents disease, will cure disease at therapeutic levels. What that is, what that works, databases, information, it's called informatics, automated information database services, where you can get this information for free, no charge. You can imagine what that looks like at the Global Telecare website. So, little background on this. 5 years ago, I introduced Global Telecare with a seminar that included an amazing lecture by Dr. Kathy Forty on the dimensional shift and quantum future of healthcare. Now, you can see your video presentation that was made at that time. It has more than, this is my first YouTube video. It has 10,000 views so far. It's about a 2.5 hour lecture that is amazing. If you want to have a great introduction to quantum healing and this amazing pioneer in this field, Dr. Kathy Forty, I highly recommend you watch that video, which I provide the link for that in this article on Telecare to the Rescue. And again, it's linked in the show notes at the bottom. So after that event with that seminar, I conducted a crowdfunding campaign to produce a documentary on Global Telecare, but I didn't get any traction. You know, it was just too far ahead of the times. And the reason is, I really believe, is that people have an almost religious belief in modern medicine and the high priests of medicine, you know, doctors in their white robes and their drug sacraments for whatever ails you. So that drugs for health pharmaceutical belief system, BS belief system, is wearing thin after 2 years of mass psychosis with medical martial law, suppression of health sovereignty. That's kind of a core issue here of why things are turning around. It's taken this long. After 2 years, it's becoming self-evident that the medical industrial complex and Big Pharma are running the show. Some people refer to it as the Third Reich, you know, whereby there's collusion with big government and big business, just as in the some people refer to it as the Fourth Reich or a rerun of the Third Reich, where the drug chemical cartel in Europe combined with Rockefeller's drug chemical cartel and brought Hitler to power, and all Hitler's top officers came out of IG Farben, which is the drug chemical cartel in Germany that merged with Rockefeller's drug chemical cartel to basically create a monopoly with petrochemicals and oil, you know, throughout the Second World War. Some of you know the history of that. Project Paperclip brought a lot of those Nazi scientists and medical experts into the United States. And half of Hitler's flight capital went into Merck Pharmaceutical for rise of the Fourth Reich. And now what are we seeing? You know, the Big Pharma, which has been, you know, the profit center in Wall Street, you know, of the 10 most profitable companies in Wall Street, I think 6 of them are big pharma companies. And we're talking about the most profitable companies on Wall Street. So they've had a lot of money and power, and now they're making their move, you know, through healthcare control, medical control, taking over sovereignty of our own bodies, and basically injecting stuff that they now know into the body creates a field inside the body. There's electromagnetic properties. There are carbon hydroxide properties, you know, that are basically causing problems with ripping up the cardiovascular system, the capillary system, causing blood clots, different types of clots, hemorrhaging, and all kinds of heart conditions. This is well documented now. I'm not referring to anything that probably most of you don't already know, but it's all coming to a head now. People are waking up to it, and things are turning around. There's millions of people marching in the streets globally, and this has been going on intensely this last month. and it's not being reported in the mainstream media. I provide some videos in this and this compendium, and I'll be going into that. But anyway, did it have to get this bad before we're ready for a global reset from a pharmacidal disease care system to free online holistic self-care worldwide? Back at the beginning of the pandemic, I published a global telecare upgrade, you might say, as an update, you know, raising the flag once again to see if anyone would salute. But at that time, again, incessant lamestream media fear porn was shutting down the public's critical thinking skills. And no one wants to believe that our good doctors were following Fauci's NIH protocols that were killing people. And we still don't want to believe that. I mean, it's supposed to be people before profit, right? Well, in the copy I provide, the content I provide in this article on Global Telecare to the Rescue, I have a headline link article that is from Health Impact News from November 11th, which is just a couple weeks ago, saying that governments has a bounty on your life, government bounty on your life, hospitals' incentive payments for COVID-19 are about $100,000. That's the headline. Hospitals have incentive payments that are about $100,000 for COVID-19 per patient, per COVID patient. That's how much they make. And this is as a result of the $2.2 trillion CARES Act. It's called the CARES Act, if you can believe that. It's like the Patriot Act that turned out to be rather unpatriotic, you know, suppressing core constitutional freedoms. Well, the CARES Act has taken it to the next level, folks. It's like the Patriot Act on steroids. And now, you know, the enemy is individual and collective health sovereignty. You know, we don't own our own lives. The government's telling us that they're going to inject stuff into us, whether we like it or not. I mean, that's the vaccine mandates, which are not going through. They're being resisted. There's all kinds of legal stuff blocking it. Federal judges blocking the vaccine mandates. But around the world, there's whole nations that are mandating vaccines. So now we see the evidence that pharmacide, you know, which is like pharmaceutical democide or genocide, pharmacide is reaching critical mass worldwide. It's an existential threat to humanity. And it's been said that there's nothing more valuable than a vision that has found its time. So are we there yet? I mean, is it true that the future of global humanity is at stake right now? You know, are you aware that public health care has been weaponized with politics and economics for profit and power over people rather than of, by, and for the people? Would you agree that an Aquarian model of global holistic healing will optimize sovereignty to own our own health? That's the big question, folks. Would you agree that an Aquarian model of global holistic healing will optimize sovereignty to own our own health? So what would that look like? Based on your response, your interest, consider things have changed the last 2 years with online telemedicine that's now going mainstream. Now, most people aren't aware of this, so I have an article link that was just recently from Medical Health Intelligence newsletter from November 5th, 2021, that said patients use telehealth as a substitute for personal visits. And it goes on to explain that the number of post-discharge follow-up visits among commercially insured adults remained stable from April 2019 to April 2020, but the proportion of those visits conducted in persons dropped from 72% to 55%, while the proportion of telemedicine visits rose from 0% to 46%, according to a research letter published in the JAMA Health Forum. The findings suggest that telemedicine is a replacement for and not an add-on to in-person care for the patient population. And this this may be relevant to policymakers considering payment parity, the researchers noted, which is, you know, you might say equal pay for teledocs. So note that what this is saying here, folks, is that telemedicine, as things shut down, you might say, people started going online to consult with doctors. And it rose from, telemedicine rose from virtually 0% to 46%. I mean, it just like from 2019, April 2019 to April 2020. And it's increased much more for since that. This is the data from just this last year ago. And you might consider that what this implies, the implications for global telecare navigators, which are certified as Ultramedics consultants. Global telecare, if you read the article that I provided, it refers to navigators, excuse me, who are certified as consultants, Ultramedics consultants, which means informed choice, how to honor personal sovereignty with well-informed choice and as a consultants rather than prescribing anything. They're basically guiding people and how to utilize the information databases and searches within the databases to discover for your specific, maybe it's a child, maybe it's yourself, you know, current symptom profiles is related to their specific metabolic type, which is their blood type, and databases then indicating what's working best from all the people that are using the service. What results are they getting in terms of whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of healthcare? What's working best? I mean, you know, it's empirical. To let the results be the guru, so to speak. You know, the results are what we're interested in. What's working best? And with an open system that provides this information. With personalized search, the value kind of becomes self-evident, you know, for taking care of your family or yourself. It's been said that like 97% of healthcare is self-care, you know, what the choices that we do, what we do for ourselves. So to have informed, well-informed choice seems to be the optimum and health sovereignty, or the optimal health service. So telecare, global telecare is modeled along that service. It's not that it couldn't happen now. Technology exists to do this, but the economics and politics are far more complex than the science because the medical industrial complex is drug centric, does not recognize the value of homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, other than allopathic, you know, drugs per symptom. It doesn't recognize alternative solutions as being better in some cases than drugs. It's just like it's a monopoly, the system we have now. And so an alternative to that would be the alternative to, you might say, health tyranny would be health opportunity with well-informed choice, with an open system rather than closed systems. You know, freedom versus tyranny. That would seem to be the obvious solution, and it's not rocket science of how it could be done now and how you could get these consultants can assist. If people need assistance, they can get a Ultramedics consultant. We call them navigators. Help people navigate the database, and assisting with different protocols for self-care is designed by their listing in the telecare yellow pages. In other words, these navigators, excuse me, anyone that wants to be in the database as a healthcare provider for people in your local area or people nationwide through telemedicine, you can connect with any doctor. So any specialist you want to connect with, you first get to check out, you know, what their field of expertise is, and if that's indicated by, you know, your self-care protocols that you want a specific modality that is available in the yellow pages, then you can contact that person who must be certified as a navigator, which means the well-informed choice services. He does not prescribe. He doesn't tell people what to do. He basically shows them the information. He might say, well, this is what I would do in this condition, or this is what it indicates. And if you were my mother, this is what I would tell you to do. But without prescribing, you know, guiding a person through what seems to be for that person, what they're interested in, you know, the best information available for their self-care, for choices. Or it may be that what's indicated as far as a healthcare professional that they want to connect with, who's going to honor their sovereignty by providing them choices with well-informed, you know, good information, rather than telling them what to do. The system as it exists now is a monopoly. Doctors tell us what to do, you know, for the symptoms they prescribe. So this is an Aquarian model. It's an Aquarian model in terms of the community of people using the service. People can respond within 3 days or 3 weeks and share information of whatever they did for their self-care, what the results that they got goes back into the database. So it's a results-based database. In other words, what results are working for people, you know, on a personal sovereignty level, what seems to be working best. So this free online Aquarian model of health sovereignty is funded by the Yellow Pages with a fraction of the action on products and services like eBay, you might say. So global netizens will have access to well-informed choice options directly from the database of empirical results, plus consultation with experts associated with the different options that may show up that best fit one's chosen holistic health protocols. So we'll know that health tyranny is ending when enough good people care enough to claim the vision of valor for victory of health sovereignty. So seize the vision, folks. Global telecare is a trend fit with telemedicine going mainstream. And that's all I have to say about that. I want to go to the next article while we still have some time. I think I might be able to get all three of these compendiums in today. The second one is called The Spirit That Matters from Thanksgiving to Christmas. So this is the other compendium the middle one you'll see in the show notes. And you can, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can pause the podcast and you can watch any video or link that I refer to, and then go back to listening to the rest of the show. And so you can create your own multimedia show that way. And of course, while I'm doing this live, I'm just kind of giving you the overview, but you can always come back, you know, in a few days when the podcast is up and be able to create your own multimedia show if you can open multiple windows on your computer. So you can be listening to the audio, scrolling down through the podcast. And some of you can actually open another window on your computer and do that now while you're listening live as I'm giving this. So this whole spirit I'm trying to emphasize between now and Christmas is what I refer to this, the spirit that matters from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And it's all a matter of mind over matter and spirit over mind. Higher mind is the Christic mediator of, by, and for the spirit that matters. The still waters of a calm, peaceful mind reflects the heavens perfectly and sees beneath the surface, you might say, of consciousness to what matters in the conscientious evolutionary ascent process, raising mankind as mankind. So this is the spirit that matters on earth as in cosmos at large. And the veil is now thinning and spirit matters are winning. And for those with ears to hear the calm, peaceful voice of spirit that matters, listen to what Jesus has to say in the Thanksgiving message to the world. Skip to the bottom for the love of Jesus, for the love of Jesus, skip to the bottom. And there's a video that you can skip down to from the Heart Center from November 25th that was given on Thanksgiving. And it's a heart stream dictation from Jesus given to the messenger David Christopher Lewis. So you can tune into that. And if, you know, if you're into, you know, this understanding that there are hosts of heaven that are stepping through the veil, laying the foundation for the golden age, the veil is getting thinner and they're stepping through the veil, and you can hear them through different messengers. David Christopher Lewis is not the only messenger, living messenger on the planet. There's many people under their own vine and fig tree. They're getting guidance from spirit directly. David's one of the most the best clairaudience that I know of, that I have found. And I think that spirit that matters from, you know, this Thanksgiving, with this Thanksgiving message, the attitude of gratitude and just the general inspiration that comes through the vibration and the invocation, the intonation of what Jesus has to say, I think it's pretty amazing. So that's one of the most amazing videos of this last week that I could find. So a little inspiration to begin this presentation and before I get into the heavy stuff. So those who followed my blog over the years are perhaps aware that I pioneered an Aquarian model for community building 47 years ago in a presentation to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. And today that model has matured as global telecom. So folks, in this last presentation on global telecare, you know, to the rescue, I went into the telecare model, the Aquarian Age model for global holistic healing. Global telecom is a golden age model for interactive mass-to-mass communications that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness in social networks, you know, culturing social conscience and social networks. So 47 years ago, I gave a presentation on this subject and to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill. Believe it or not, it's a true story. I have a link on that. You can go read that story. And I'm doing kind of a life review this last several months because I may not be doing this show that much longer. I don't know, for different reasons. I'm going to be going into that in the near future. But I think it's really important to basically get these models, Aquarian Age models, out there for the luminary leaders on the list who are visionaries and can see the future and know how to create the future, as alchemists, you might say, who are able to manifest reality that they conceive, believe, and how they can achieve that reality. That's the intention of this model with global telecom. So this model for the last 47 years has come a long way, and perhaps a few visionaries will see the organizational development model that empowers collective wisdom with a high standard of universal cosmic love. You know, the law of the angels, the language of the angels. I go into that. So fulfilling the pure intent of representative government is the intention here. You know, the government of, by, and for all of us in local and global social networks, you know, providing a sovereignty model for us as united sovereigns of Earth, making the global tyranny model obsolete. You know, the best way to, better than resisting, tyranny is to create a model that makes tyranny obsolete. So that's the plan. You know, global telecare, global telecom, that's the plan. make global tyranny obsolete. So pass it on, pay it forward, network freely. I like the quote by Rumi when he says, quote, "Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love." Rumi. So before I go into the global telecom model, the TLC model, in the spirit, and before I go to the last compendium, and I've got, I think, enough time to give that justice. On this compendium of the spirit that matters, some of the concepts I go into has a lot of links because I'm really getting into the dynamics of the alchemy of the spirit that matters with the spirit as love and action, a higher frequency as infrequently. And cosmic universal love and action with hardware, telecom, what that looks like, how that works. Some of those who get it can realize what I've been working on for the last 47 years since that presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government. I mean, back to the drawing board thousands of times since then, as far as, you know, basically how this can trend fit the computer internet revolution. Since 74, there was no personal computers. You know, they had mini computers. You know, they could have had them at the head end of cable TV systems so that your touchtone telephone could have been an interactive, response vehicle, you know, with three numbers in sequence, with a touchtone telephone through a mini computer that could create a dot and a cube. And that cosmic cube, as far as a collective field of consciousness on a real-time basis, you know, during cable TV programs, it could be broadcast through public access locally, which was technology that was just became state of the arts back then. If you read about the my presentation, the 10 agencies of federal government, and the link I have back then, it explains how the technology then was a prelude to the technology now, which is instead of the head end for the cable TV system being a public access center, well, now you've got the head end is your own personal computer on your desktop, and you can communicate directly with an alphanumeric keyboard, three numbers in sequence. You can punch in on your handheld computer or your personal computer, and that cosmic cube in the collective field of wisdom of the crowd, and that concept of real-time collective consciousness, mass-to-mass interaction that can originate and evaluate programs to create a communication process whereby, what works best as far as concepts and models for our collective well-being, you know, for those concepts being, you know, the new paradigm, you might say, of Christhood rising like cream to the top in our social network, culturing social conscience in our social networks, conscience with a capital C as in consciousness of how we are conscious, like E equals MC squared, C as in conscience or light, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, which is the universal interface with three numbers in sequence. Which is again explained for those who are interested. Some of you already got it. I've explained this over the last couple of years numerous times, over the last 47 years actually, to where it's self-evident to some people, but the vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. And perhaps there's some of you listening who will be able to understand this inspired vision of virtue and valor that claims the victory of our conscious evolution process with a dimensional shift from lockstep, linear, letter of the law, you know, centralized owner rulers, you know, of media, to non-linear spirit of the law, decentralized sovereignty with decentralized, interactive, open communication networks with that have hardware for interactive mass-to-mass telecom. But that looks like how that works. Co-creation with love, a universal love, conscious concept, universal cosmic love, the law of the angels, the language of the angels, the language of consciousness, and creating an online world where this language of light of consciousness as consciousness can involve and evolve our individual and collective prevailing awareness as we'll center and connect in real time, you know, 4D is quantum timeline, you know, real time, for 5D vision and ascension, conscientious evolutionary ascension, individually and collectively, what that looks like again and how that works. There's a website that goes into the Cosmic Cube holodeck code, you know, the first dimension, pure intention. Then from left brain to right brain, you know, nonlinear, the second dimension of focused intention, the full spectrum of consciousness from left brain linear logic of law, cosmic law framed by the love codes. There's a whole website on love codes if you haven't seen it. And what that means from rear brain to forebrain, you know, from the depth of field and perception of time, from 3D hindsight to 5D foresight to adjudicate our sovereign future in time, 4D, moment to moment, building momentum with the whole holistic, healthy, and holy spirit of conscious evolution revelation. Again, the holodeck code, the holodeck between our ears, you know, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. You know, this is like the 3D, you know, for love retention, 3D to 5D by way of 4D in time. So there's a whole understanding of how we perceive time, and I have links and a website on that goes into it, our perception of time in the different archetypal ways according to the Jungian archetypes, modern psychology. Some of you will find that fascinating, and you can go to those links in that in the show notes below and in that presentation on the spirit that matters from Thanksgiving to Christmas, the second coming, at least within between your ears. So now what goes around comes around. You know, you must step into the circle of wholeness to become whole in the cosmic scheme of action, reaction, cause and effect, whereby we reap what we sow. Love is the key to unity and diversity for 5D mastery, 5D ascension mastery. Love is the key. Cosmic love, universal love, law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, multidimensional love, cosmic love, as the law of the angles and language of the angels, which is fulfilled in the Holy Spirit of love and action with a universal interactive telecom interface in Web 3.0 hardware. So that gives me about 15 minutes to go into the pretty heavy stuff. Again, the bottom of that post on Spirit That Matters is this message from Jesus for Thanksgiving. The peace commanding presence that comes with that, highly recommend that. Then to get centered and connected before we get into this last section, which gets pretty intense. So beginning this last section, I'm saying that I'm going offline until Christmas, finishing a book, spending more time with family. In my free time, I'll be monitoring free media, you know, independent media for truth-telling infotainment. Some people would say entertainment, but I'm looking at information regarding, you know, what's really going on in the free independent media. And I'll occasionally update this page, the link, this link regarding November 3rd, you know, the solar eclipse, new moon in Sagittarius. This is the page that I'll update with some different videos of the month that I run across from, you know, from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Also, there'll be articles of note that are headlined, and you can re-gift some of the, you can copy the links of these articles and videos, do copy and paste to send favorite videos and articles to family and friends who resonate with your pure intention for heartfelt connection. So the family of mankind is uniting folks, keep the faith, keep, see the good, make it so, and here's the videos of the month. Now I'm going to go through some of these now, get off script, so to speak, and talk about some of these, because some of these are incredible. Now, the first videos of the month, I think, are really important. There's three of them, and an article. And the first one is, again, these are referencing Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book that just came out called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. And what the first video, it's only 2 minutes long. I consider it an for prayer warriors, this is like the most urgent video you can watch as far as the urgency of the hour. And he's saying, Robert F. Kennedy, there's a transcript that goes with this video that you can watch, but he's saying that, quote unquote, this is Armageddon. This is the final battle. We need to win this one. And following that, I have an article, and there's a video with that, it says that dictator Fauci runs public health as a personal profit-making operation. That's the headline. I believe that's got a video, but at least the article goes into explaining more that I'll go into more with the next video. But what this article gets into is that for the last 30 years, Fauci has dispensed some $7 billion in research grants to public health researchers globally, controlling the peer-reviewed narrative of drugs for health. Natural immunity protocols to prevent disease are denied, ignored, and sometimes outright debunked, you know, as false fake news, because inexpensive cures don't fit their business model. It's that simple, basically, folks. You know, they've spent billions of dollars controlling the narrative in the medical community that only drugs can cure you. There's no alternative. So Kennedy's book strips the mask off the monster to reveal the diabolical extent of mass democide for our health. Now this next video, which is also an article with a transcript of the video, it's a 5-minute video called Psychopaths and Mass Pharmacide Out of Control. psychopaths and mass pharmacide out of control. Now, right there, you know, if you just watch that video on the what the crisis, the healthcare, global healthcare, economic, political, social, political, economic, the global crisis, this pretty much nails it. You know, the psychopaths and mass pharmacide out of control. Short video, a transcript, you know, if you only, you know, that's a good summary right there. Again, referencing the video in the article regarding Robert Kennedy Jr.'s new book called, as I mentioned, it's called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. It's a long name for a title, long title name, but it says it. You know, this, and so these are videos that highly recommend to get the overview of what some people are referring to as World War III. Now, this next article, understanding what's going on right now is really understanding a pivotal moment for global humanity. And that's the title of this video. It's an incredible video. It's about 17 minutes long. It's about the government collusion at the top, how they're colluding with the World Health Organization, the CDC, the collusion between big pharma, big government, big tech, and basically the medical industrial complex, which is far bigger now than the military industrial complex. And we're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars are being involved with this war on health sovereignty, and it's a takeover, and how and why it's a pharmacidal lockdown tyranny takeover. At 4.5 minutes of this video, again referring to a pivotal moment, you know, freedom or tyranny. At 4.5 minutes into it, it goes into, if you were skipped to that point, it'd show how Australia is being locked down, and how they have a big pharma contract, which explains their pharmacidal lockdown tyranny. Basically, they've contracted with the big pharma company. That's what their lockdown there is all about. It's a control movement on the world stage to basically show that big pharma is calling the shots. So, highly recommend this video from November 20th, which is only a few weeks ago. Couple weeks ago, and to quote from this video at 17 minutes, it says, "Make no mistake, we stand at a pivotal moment in history. The Spartans of the Battle of Thermopylae, or the young men on the beaches of Normandy, the true scale of what is at stake cannot be overstated. But this is not a message of fear and division. This is a message of hope and a message of unity." Now it finishes up. It finishes up on that note in the 17 minutes in this video. But in the meantime, the article is pretty foreboding, or the video. And it says that it is said that totalitarianism is first and foremost the extreme function of surveillance devoted to security for political ends. And under the cover of COVID-19, without debate, discussion, or informed consent, we're about to let a new totalitarian world of total surveillance, control, and compliance be ushered in, which would be welcomed by many in the false flag battle against viruses, as I added to that statement. So this is the danger. This is what's going on. About 97% of the population do not get this. They don't realize that there is an agenda of totalitarian surveillance, control, and compliance that they're trying to usher in. It's going to fail, but it's going to go on for a while. They're doubling down. So the next article goes into the economics behind this, the economic elite's financial reset agenda, what they're really about. And this is a great article by Catherine Austin Fitz, you know, who has the Solari, she has the Solari website, the Solari Report, which is a great source of big picture economics. And it's a longer video. Those who want, you know, more an in-depth thing, I think it's 21 minutes or something like that. But note from this video, the Catherine Austin Fitz, she worked as an investment broker during the government of George H.W. Bush, She worked as an assistant secretary of housing and urban development for housing. In addition, she has been, you know, running the platform, as I mentioned, the Solari Report, which is a website with great information on big picture economics. Here's an excerpt from her video. She says, quote, when the World Economic Forum said it's 2030 to, you know, 2030, you have no assets and you are happy. What I hear is it's 2030, we took all your assets and you are mind controlled. We are living on a planet where the governance system is secret and people are trying to force us to put things in our bodies, which are also secret, unquote. So this is the agenda of technocrat minions under the influence of power elite potentates whose love of corrupt power denies the power of ordained love. And there's millions marching in the streets worldwide regarding this agenda. Tide is turning. This is a video on BitChute from November 27th. And MSM had no choice but to cover it because it was so widespread. These videos in Australia in particular and other countries of just millions of people in the street, you know, saying, you know, this far nor further. Now, there's a great short video. It's only about 3 minutes long by Candace Owens from November 29th. What, about 5 days ago, 6 days ago? And in this video, she says, quote, we are in the midst of an ideological and psychological global war, and it is a war waged by governments all over the world from here to Australia. Candace Owens. The video is very powerful. Man, this lady really chunks it out. Candace Owens. Every once in a while, she just, like, she's a firebrand, and she comes out and she really says it. So, recommend that video. It's followed by a video which goes more deep into the psychological operations that's going on with these new war games, the Art of Fear war games, and how booster shots are the perfect innocuous sounding PR speak for convincing people to get a third and fourth and nth dose of vaccine, get booster shots. You know, like we're going to give a boost to your health, a boost to your immune system. And they're even referring it to as a boost to your natural immunity, which is just the opposite because they weaken the immune system. I mean, this is the whole thing about quantum medicine. You get into electrodiagnostic and energy field diagnosis is that all drugs, as a general rule, weaken the immune system. They're toxic. They affect the immune system in ways that generally weaken them. And so this is a situation where, you know, people are buying into getting a booster for their system, which is actually weakening their system. So this is an article that is exceptional for deep divers, and it's followed by an article called Prosecuting the Pharmacidal Plandemic Playbook, Nuremberg 2.0 Trial Begins. Nuremberg 2.0, like Nuremberg, Germany, you know, after Hitler was defeated, they had the trials. They hung a lot of people, a lot of medical experts who were behind what was going on then. And there's a parallel globally to what's going on now. Nuremberg 2.0 trials have begun. You can read the article on that. And it finishes up on some positive stuff, some positive videos, positive articles. I'll be adding to them more on the global telecom, global telecare, for the global holistic healing and for global netizens. And I'm going to have to wrap it up. I want to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening. to cosmic love.